Khadija is a, correction, this is a 55-year-old female who alleges she slipped and fell on a slippery floor, which was wet with water, while she was working, period. She works at American Airlines, and the injury took place in LaGuardia on September 29, 2021, period. She reports she did not go to the hospital that same day, and the next day she presented to a chiropractor, period. Subsequently, she did physical therapy, acupuncture, and pain management treatment for her right knee, low back, neck, and left shoulder. Period. There have been no surgeries performed, although she has been told she needs surgery of the right knee, period. Still, she's still in physical therapy, which she attends occasionally, but as much as one time per week, period. She is currently working still for American Airlines, period. She reports she missed 12 days of work as a result, period. The details of the accident and record review can be found below. Period. Paragraph, current symptoms are right knee pain, which is continuous. Visual analog scale score of 6 to 7, period. Low back pain, intermittent, correction, neck pain, intermittent pain. Low back pain is intermittent in nature, period. Left shoulder is intermittent in nature, and left knee intermittent and minor discomfort, period. Paragraph. Impression, right knee, non-specific injury, correction, right knee aggravation of pre-existing osteoarthritis of the knee. Resolved. Number two, left knee, no, correction, left knee non-specific injury, resolved. Number next is left shoulder non-specific injury, resolved. Number next, cervical spine strain, resolved. Lumbar spine strain, resolved, period. Paragraph, discussion. Cervical spine was a strain. The reviewed imaging studies do not demonstrate any abnormalities, period. This includes a cervical spine MRI reviewed by this examiner, period. She reports intermittent pain in her cervical spine, period. Paragraph, on examination, there were no objective findings of neurological deficit or muscle spasms, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to this injury, period. Paragraph, the lumbar spine strain was treated appropriately with physical therapy. She has intermittent subjective pain, period. Examination did not reveal any objective findings, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted, period. There's no permanency to this injury, period. Paragraph, the left shoulder non-specific injury was treated appropriately with pain management, acupuncture, and physical therapy, period. She reports intermittent minor symptoms, subjective symptoms, period. On physical examination, there is no objective findings, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the the left shoulder non-specific injury has resolved, period. There's no further treatment needed for this injury, period. There's no permanency to it, period. Paragraph, the left knee sustained a non-specific, correction, the left knee non-specific injury has resolved. She offers minor subjective intermittent symptoms, period. On examination, there are no objective findings, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the non-specific injury to the left knee has resolved, period. There's no further treatment warranted, period. There's no permanency to it, period. Paragraph. The right knee has, she reports, continuous pain with a visual analog, continuous subjective pain with a visual analog score of a 6 to 7, period. On a physical examination, there are objective findings of a valgus deformity or valgus alignment of the knee consistent with DJD, period. There's no deformity on the opposite knee, period. There's furthermore, there's crepitation of the joint as well as a mild effusion, period. There's diffuse pain. These findings are consistent with pre-existing osteoarthritis, period. An aggravation of the pre-existing osteoarthritis can be causally related to the alleged injury, period. The claimant has been treated appropriately over the last 3 years, nearly 3 years, with physical therapy, period. An exacerbation of this nature would resolve in a few months, aggression would resolve in 6 months, period. Progression of pre-existing osteoarthritis the natural history of osteoarthritis is slow progression, period. The claimant is likely to have worsening of her symptoms over time, period. However, this is not causally related to her alleged injury, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the aggravation of her pre-existing osteoarthritis has resolved. She remains with symptoms related to a pre-existing condition, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, there's no further treatment warranted, period. Thank you, Andy.